chairman.
What?
Hey, Mike, wait up.
Where do you go?
I'm going to line the brakes with his car.
Just a minute. Try that again and a little bit slower.
Gee, Bob, we're going to reline the brakes on Fizzy's car. I'm coming, Mike.
Didn't you do that last weekend?
Press me perfect.
What?
I said practice makes perfect.
Say that again.
Some time.
What?
I don't have time.
Oh. Now, what did you say the first time? Slowly.
I have my own place in the refrigerator for something special.
For what?
For Malcolm.
What's that?
That's Malcolm. He's a bullfrog. I'm going to take him to school on Monday for show and tell.
Get that off there.
See, if I put him in the refrigerator, maybe he'd think it's winter, and he'd hibernate till Monday.
Oh, no, not in my refrigerator.
Oh, Bob, come on.
Put him outside.
What's your hurry? You haven't eaten your breakfast yet.
We're going all day high.
Well, supper at 6.
Okay, so long. Morning, Dad. Bye.
Goodbye, Chip. Good morning, Bob.
I suppose you're going someplace. It's a big hurry, too.
Would you slow down? I can't understand what anybody's saying right now.
I suppose you're taking off like a big bird also.
Oh. Yes, as a matter of fact, I'm late for an appointment with the guy from Washington already.
Washington? Which one, the state, the capital, or the president?
Oh, very well.
Hurry. Trouble around here is they're talking at 78 and I'm going at 33 and a third. Guys, they don't talk to you, they talk at you. Oh, come on, O'Casey, and quit complaining. This is the first time you've had the whole place to yourself since yesterday. Well, what do you think you're doing here? Go on, now get out of here, wart spreader. Go on, scram. Come on, get out. Chew. Oh, you don't like artistry, huh? Well, don't sit there bug-eyed looking at me then. Go on, get out, I'll brush. No, I don't want skins. Get out of here. Get out of here. Well, listen, don't get me mad at you now, or I'll have you for lunch. Get out of here, will you? Don't. Come on, get out of here, frog. Come on, you exasperating reptile. No, don't go. Oh. Now look what you've done. I told you not to jump in there. Now come on, get out of there. Come here. You aggravating croaker. Will you come here? All right. Suit yourself. Stay right there and cook yourself for lunch. Maybe you'd like that better. Well, that's using the old bean. Come on now, Malcolm. Get out of here. I got work to do. Adios. Now, how did you get back in here? I thought I told you to... Oh, now you can talk plainer than that. I'll come up here and have a chat with me. Now, sit down now.
Well, now I suppose you're going to tell me you were a prince or something. Huh? Huh? Maybe you were. Who knows? You know, you remind me a little bit of an old uncle of mine. O'Brien O'Casey was his name. And what a reptile he was. He swore to us that he was with St. Patrick on the day St. Patrick drove the snakes out of Ireland. Does your mother come from Ireland? For there's something about you Irish. And that little bit of Irish in your eye today. Now do you know? When Irish eyes are smiling, sure as like a morning spring, you're flat. Irish laughter. Oh, you were doing that on purpose, were you? I see. When Irish eyes are smiling, sure there's tears in your heart. Or is it seven? What's going to happen with his coffee? Well, Malcolm, here I come with a dinner fit for a king. There we are. There we come now. Oh, there they go. Tell me something, Malcolm. How'd you get so fat without me? Now, listen. All I can do is serve them to you. You got to catch them yourself. How do you like this? Here I am sitting here, hand-feeding a frog live flies. What's the matter? You stuck down there? Are you stuck? Oh. Too bad you can't play pinochle. If you were a dog, I could teach you to sit up and roll over and... But no, a worthless, good-for-nothing old frog I get tangled up with. I can't sit around here all afternoon talking to a dumb old frog, Malcolm. Well, what do you know? Malcolm? You're pretty smart, don't you? Yes, you are pretty smart. There you are. Come. Well, Malcolm, you're all right. Yes, sir, you are. And just for that, we're going to snag you some dinner. You bet I am. I'll try and get you a great big fat fly with purple wings. You know, something that'll match that green back of yours. And maybe tomorrow for lunch we'll have crickets. Crickets thermos. Tomorrow night, what's the matter with some moths? Moths souffle. Very appetizing they are. Very appetizing. And so light. Very tasty.
But...
Robbie, what's the big idea of sneaking up on me?
I wasn't sneaking up on you. Are you all right?
What do you mean, am I all right? Get in the kitchen and get ready for dinner.
Oh, that's okay, Bub. I'll wait for you. What do we have?
You'll find out soon enough. Now get in the kitchen.
Come on, Bub. I'll help you.
What in the heck's the matter with you, Robbie? Wash your hands now and get ready for dinner.
Bub, I'm not going to that kitchen without you.
Hey, Bub, come on. We're starving.
I'm coming in right now. Right now. Robbie, will you stop following me? Oh, come on, let's go. Now, don't bring those greasy paws in the kitchen.
And change your shirt.
Yeah. What's cooking?
Flies.
What's a civil question? Get a stupid answer.
I'm not kidding you. Bob's thinking of having flies for dinner. Yeah. And crickets for lunch.
Come on, boy. You better stop relining Fizzy's brakes every Saturday.
Well, what are you looking at?
Well, nothing.
Well, hurry it up. We got a special treat tonight.
So? Boy, you've got the wildest imagination.
An O'Casey special.
Oh, what's that?
Well, it's something I dreamed up on the fly. Now, get out of there. What's the matter with you?
Nothing. I just have a frog in my throat.
Hey, what's in here?
Take your hands off there to go and tell your father dinner's ready. Now, get out of here. Okay, Hawkeye. You don't miss a thing, do you? Now, just for that, you can take this out and dump it in the backyard.
Darn, because the man has no privacy around this place.
Just be sure you dump it in the cage.
What cage?
The one I built for him this afternoon.
They weren't flies.
Yeah, but why would he want to dump string beans in the backyard?
Well,
in a cage.
Well,
that he built for him this afternoon. Bob.
I thought I told you to dump that stuff outside.
Well, yeah, but... Well, Robbie was thinking maybe you made a little mistake.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, well, tell Robbie to stop thinking and do what I told him. Kitchen is no place for a thing like that.
Well, here we come, starved as usual.
I hear Dad's here, so you can set that on the back porch like I told you.
Now, what mouth-watering thrills have we in store for us tonight, Bob?
Just the door.
Casey's special.
Oh, boy, my favorite dish. Well,
No. Grace first.
Oh, I'm so hungry, I forgot. Whose turn is it?
Mine.
Well, that's a piping hot dish, huh? Come on, Chip, before everything gets cold. Bob, I'm sure it's delicious, but as you said, we haven't said grace. Come on, Chip.
All right, yes.
What was that?
Nothing.
Our Father who art in heaven, thank you for this food and bless it to our use. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Excuse me.
Huh, boy, I'm so hungry I could just about eat anything.
I told you to be careful with that frog. I told you not to bring Malcolm into the kitchen, didn't I? How did that frog get in that pot? Robbie, you heard me tell you to leave it on the porch and you'd keep it there. Mike, don't just stand there staring at me. Just...
got all day. Chemistry book.
Hey, I forgot my lunch.
Hey, come on, watch it. I'll find
it. I forgot my lunch.
Well, you can get your head if it wasn't. Gosh, me too.
Who takes chemistry?
I do, but
it's... Well, here, take it. Here's your lunch. Here, listen to me. And here's your lunch.
Oh, thanks, Doc.
You're welcome.
Hey, I gotta get Malcolm.
Malcolm's in the cave.
Not loud. Hurry up, hurry, Chip.
Nobody sees us.
Gosh,
we look like a bunch of goofs.
Any luck out there?
No.
Well, keep looking.
Malcolm.
Oh. I'm careful where you step, Chip. Come on, Malcolm, will you? It's chow time.
Jeepers, did you hear that?
Yeah.
You guys.
Well, if he's so bad, how come he's not in your hands right now? You've been calling him all morning.
Go ahead, Chip. I'll bring him over to school, too.
Here, Malcolm.
You sure Malcolm's the one got for sure himself?
I'll bring him over.
Maybe he thought we were really going to serve him for dinner the other night.
Yeah. Yeah. 10 minutes after 8, and when you get in the car...
Just imagine
where
he is.
Chip, when you get in this car,
He probably just didn't like the idea of being pinned up. You know, it isn't very much fun.
Don't forget, Sean's right. I'm glad you're leaving.
Come on, Malcolm.
My books!
Where did you go?
Don't knock yourself out looking for that thing. He'll forget about Malcolm by tomorrow.
Just never mind. I'm too busy to worry about some dopey frog.
Get in there.
He wants to get himself lost. That's his business. Malcolm! Where could he be? Malcolm, you better get yourself over here. I'm going to spend my whole day out here in the backyard yelling for a stupid frog. Malcolm, you hear me? This is your last chance. Malcolm. Some big animal will come along and... you know what I mean, Malcolm. Malcolm. I'm nearly as stupid as this frog. I'm standing out here with a strainer in one hand and a paper bag in another and a jar full of flies hollering for Malcolm.
We all finally decided to have a picnic here, and it was pretty hot and...
Jeepers, I thought you were never going to get here.
Don't let me interrupt. I'm just going to sit down and visit a minute. Thank you.
Chip's turn next, Mr. O'Casey. Doreen is just telling us about an exciting picnic she and her family had last Sunday. Go on, Doreen.
Well, we all finally decided to have our picnic here, and it was pretty hot, and this is a baseball field. Mm-hmm. Here's the sun, there's a tree, and there are some potato chips.
And what does that interesting brown circle represent?
Oh, that's where Daddy set his coffee cup down this morning.
And now, Chip has asked to be our show-and-tell person for today because he has a surprise for us. Chip, why don't you come up front and tell us about it?
Okay. Come on, Bob, let's go.
You fine.
Boy, wait till you see what I got.
Now, kids, here's the deal. Now, first, you must all close your eyes. Close yours, too, Doreen. You, too. Chip and I have been training an animal over the weekend. Now, here's the game. I'll describe him to you, and you try to guess what he is. This animal has very strong back legs, and his front legs are very short.
A dinosaur?
Oh, no, I'm sure it's much smaller.
Well, I'll say.
And it can jump, too.
A kangaroo?
No, how could you get a kangaroo in a paper bag?
This animal lives in the water, and you can also get around a little on the land.
A turtle?
No, but you're getting warm. It starts out as a tadpole.
I know. A frog.
Right.
You're right. Yep, Chip and I caught ourselves a frog over the weekend.
Did he give you any warts?
Frogs don't get warts. Why, this frog is nice and gentle. Makes a fine pet. Why, he wouldn't hurt a fly.
What do frogs eat, Mr. O'Casey?
Flies. So Chip named our frog Malcolm.
Yeah, he blinks when I tell him to, and he jumps in my hands when I call him. Open the bag, Bob, and show him.
In fact, he turned out to be smarter than us. We were dumb enough to put him in a cage, and he was smart enough to jump out.
Open the bag, Bob.
Here, you open it, Chip. You knew it wasn't any zoo where somebody'd take care of him all the time.
Jeepers, it's just my clunky old lunch. Didn't you find him?
No, I didn't, Chip. And I felt real bad about it. Till I got to figuring just how I'd feel if somebody had locked me in a cage just because I wanted to see me jump around and blink my eyes. Might be all right for them, but what about me? When am I going to see my grandsons and my son-in-law? How am I going to play pinochle and watch television? So then I got to figuring that maybe Malcolm would feel the same way about it.
I'm sure gonna miss him.
Well, people and frogs are funny, Chip. Sometimes the only way to keep them is to let them go.
Maybe if we get rid of that old cage, maybe he'll come back and visit us sometime.
Yeah, maybe he would.
Boy, he sure used to talk funny.
Yeah.
Er.